This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I have a question for you. What does the name Mary Beth Doyle mean to you? For some, it's another part of the Great Park System in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. Some of you know why this more than 81-acre park is named as it is. For others, it may be a bit of an unknown. I'd like to welcome you to this Women's History Month edition of Issues of the Environment. Mary Beth Doyle was a true environmentalist and put her talents to work in a variety of ways prior to her untimely passing in 2004 following an automobile crash. That includes work with Greenpeace, with the Sierra Club, and for 12 years at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Joining us today for a look at the life and legacy of Mary Beth Doyle is a mentee, co-worker, and friend. Rebecca Munink is now Deputy Director of the Ecology Center, and thank you for sharing your time with us today, Rebecca.
It's my pleasure, David. I'm happy to be here with you.
When you hear the name Mary Beth Doyle, what immediately comes to mind?
Oh, dancing. Mary Beth just exuded this incredible spirit and happiness and was always obviously physically going out and dancing, as she was just such a supporter of arts and music and culture in the Ann Arbor area. But also when you think about her advocacy, that joy that she would bring to the work and that fun and not taking ourselves too seriously, even when we have to, you know, delve into really tough issues. So I think that's the thing that would come to mind first.
Let's begin with your personal relationship. How did you first encounter MB, as some of her friends like to call her?
Yeah. Well, I was 20, and I was a student at University of Michigan, and I actually interviewed with Mary Beth to be her intern. So she really got me started and was a terrific mentor on how to be an environmental activist and what are the things to learn about public health and the connection to the environment and human health and environmental health and environmental justice. So she was the first person I met at the Ecology Center, and I've been there for quite some time now, and it stuck. And just sort of introducing me both to the issues and to how to really be a community-based advocate for people's health and the environment, and women's health in particular.
And from all I've gathered over the years, her personal and professional influence was just as great with the entirety of her colleagues at the Ecology Center.
Yeah, I would say that's true. I mean, it was such a difficult thing when she did pass that it touched all of us. I actually was in graduate school, but going back and spending time with the staff and knowing that she had touched everyone's life and been such a terrific colleague and friend to so many people, both in the organization and the community members that we work with all across the state of Michigan, remembered her and knew all of the incredible work that she had done for them and their kids and their families.
This is a Women's History Month edition of 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment, and we are celebrating the life and legacy of environmentalist Mary Beth Doyle. Our guest was Mary Beth's dear friend and co-worker at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center prior to Mary Beth's passing. Now, Mary Beth Doyle Park is a reminder of all the great work she did do in her 12 years at the Ecology Center. She worked with professionals, policymakers, health-impacted groups, and others to increase, among other things, awareness of endocrine-disrupting chemicals. She helped bring to the fore the links between public and environmental health. She persuaded the first major retailer in the country to agree to stop selling children's chew toys made from toxic chemicals. Mary Beth worked with dozens of communities throughout Michigan to help them address toxic pollution. Among the most notable examples of her work in Michigan, she led a successful campaign to shut down a polluting incinerator at a hospital in Detroit. Then in Romulus, she helped local residents fight development of a toxic waste injection well, instrumental in the success and high-profile Don't Trash Michigan campaign, which resulted in passage of legislation to regulate out-of-state waste. The list of her accomplishments and impacts goes on and on. What stands out to you, Rebecca?
I think the Don't Trash Michigan and the Return to Sender campaign is a really good example of the creative way that Mary Beth would tackle a really huge issue like out-of-state trash coming in, because we had low tipping fees in Michigan and actually international trash coming from Canada to be dumped here. And Mary Beth knew about this problem and came up with an idea to have a return to sender campaign complete with an Elvis impersonator where the Ecology Center and our friends and other environmental organizations and community members rented a trash truck and filled it with trash bags and letters, and also It had the Elvis impersonator and a song to go with it on returning the trash to the sender, in this case to Canada. And so this campaign was so successful, it was on the radio, including Windsor's channel. It's customs at first, across, as the truck was crossing from Detroit into Windsor. They were a little bit confused about this Elvis impersonator and a trash truck coming across. But once they talked about what the issue was, they had heard it on the radio, they were tickled and let the truck come through to be able to deliver those letters and to make the case that way. And that was really effective. It was a good way to show through, you know, entertaining, creative things to get attention for a really critical issue.
And, you know, when she joined the Ecology Center, it was, so to speak, in its infancy. With that kind of creative mind and that joy for the work, how did Mary Beth Doyle's presence and leadership help change the trajectory of the Ecology Center to become the kind of international force that it is today?
Yeah, and we are now, I would say, almost twice the size as when Mary Beth was on staff. And a number of the things that we still work on, like health professionals and educating them about environmental issues and using the powerful voices of doctors and nurses to make the case that we need to tackle critical issues like PFAS or lead poisoning or air pollution or climate change, those things come out of Mary Beth's legacy. She had a background in social work and knew quite a bit about public health and was able to bring that information and work with folks regardless of discipline to get them engaged on these issues and to really talk about what are the health issues that are affecting all of us as Michiganders, and then take that to the next level and think about how can we work with folks in other states or nationally or internationally to make a bigger difference in the marketplace, like you said, with the children's teething toys and getting rid of polyvinyl chloride and some of those from one retailer. And now the Healthy Stuff campaign and project that we have now, where we test a lot of different types of consumer products for toxics, and we pressure retailers and manufacturers to stop using those.
Once again, this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with the Deputy Director of the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor, Rebecca Munink. Together, we're remembering the lasting impact that Mary Beth Doyle has had on the health and well-being of the environment in Washtenaw County and beyond. It was 2004 when Mary Beth had the auto accident that ultimately claimed her life. It was 4 years later that this park and nature preserve was renamed in her honor. When you drive by, Rebecca, or walk through Mary Beth Doyle Park, does it feel personal to you?
No, it does. I actually don't live too far away from the park, and so it's a nice place to take the dog on a walk and to remember Mary Beth and to have a visual representation of the work that she did. So Mary Beth was a friend, and being able to take a walk with her in that way is really special and important. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there are many, many folks across Ann Arbor, across the region, that feel the same way.
As we've highlighted, she was not only a colleague, but as you've pointed out, a dear friend. As we continue forward some 17 years after her passing, how do you think we as the public should remember Mary Beth?
One of the important things to remember is Mary Beth was always fighting for communities and championing for the little guy, so to speak, making sure that voices that wouldn't necessarily be heard were heard, were represented by folks. So taking that into consideration, as we know in Michigan, we have so many environmental issues that are impacting real people in their lives. Everything from the PFAS crisis, to climate change and adverse weather events related to that. Now, these impact regular folks, and how do we engage them in what can be really challenging, difficult things, bring a little bit of fun and joy to this work so that we can keep working on it, and then be able to go from there to lift up people's voices and impact the communities in environmental justice cases, and make sure that we're centering the people who are most impacted by various environmental issues.
If you could talk to her today, what would you say?
Oh, I would thank her. There would be so much to say, but I think I learned a lot about community organizing and working with folks on environmental health issues from Mary Beth, more than I realized, she hired me, and I knew I always wanted to be her. Mary Beth had this terrific sense as both of an organizer, but also as a really good friend. So as a young person, when I first met her and worked with her, she was someone to look up to and to aspire to be as creative and as kind to the folks that she works with, both internally and listen to the communities that she was working with on various environmental issues. So I would thank her for helping to set me on this path and this trajectory, and for taking care of so many different folks in Michigan and beyond in terms of protecting us with good policies. I think that's what I'd want to just mention, that she's had such an incredible impact and it continues on.
I'd like to thank you for joining us today, Rebecca, and sharing your remembrances of Mary Beth Doyle.
Oh, thank you, David. It's very much my pleasure.
That is Rebecca Munink, the Deputy Director of the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center, and our guest on this Women's History Month edition of Issues of the Environment, as we take time to remember Mary Beth Doyle and her impact on people and the environment. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it every Wednesday. You can learn more and access the rest of our Women's History Month features at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.